Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy. Here we are now into the third week of February. This will be airing on, February the 19th, which is a Wednesday.
Good morning.
We are getting into the year already, 2025, which will be interesting. By this time that it's aired, by the way, the new administration will have been put in place, and it'll be interesting. One thing we do, we tape these a little bit ahead of time to keep up because of travel and opportunity for vacations and stuff. But we do try to keep our End Times Fridays pretty current.
Right, at least within a few weeks.
So as things happen, you can go to that one on Fridays and be within a week or two of really current events. You can be assured that it's going to be an interesting year.
It always is, right?
Lots going on again with Israel, lots going on with our country, and we'll try to help just keep bringing information out that people can keep looking at, and with an admonition of keep seeking God. To guide you into this year. If you look at it, it's kind of an interesting thing as you look at, which is why we're doing this primer. Here we are at the beginning of 2025. At the end of 2025, it's kind of a simple question that God asks us. Did you experience a grand 2020? And it's kind of yay or nay. God says, I promise you, I'll deliver to you a grand 2025. Now, we got to be careful with that. And we're going to talk a little bit about this today, is that my definition of grand is a certain thing that I would like to see occur this year in a certain way, and then I'll consider it grand. And God says a couple of things. Well, one, he says, in the world, you're going to have trouble. And you're going to have adversity, and you're going to have surprises, and you're going to have things come against you, and you're going to have self-centered people. You got an enemy that's trying to thwart my will. He says, it's not going to be a life of ease. So be careful. He said, your definition of grand is I never have any trouble. He said, well, you're going to have trouble. He said, secondly, the grand is that I'll resolve every issue you got, and you'll see it done. And we'll talk about this over the next couple of sessions. I'll do it in a grand way, and you'll see it. Now, by the way, while I'm having a grand 2025 and I get things resolved and they're done in a grand way, do I have new ones come on?
Absolutely.
Yeah. See, I have new ones. They're going to be moving into 2026. So it's not like I got there. But the things of grandeur is I get things resolved. I live the life of peace and joy and righteousness in the kingdom of God. I receive the covenant while I have a whole series of new things that have to be resolved, which are going to go into next year. So when I talk about a grand year, it's not like everything was perfect and I don't have any trouble. It's no, I can deliver to you the grand life based on your stuff this year, and I'll resolve them. Do you have a heart to go? And what God wants us at the end of the year to say, it was. Now, by the way, I still have trouble. I have a new one that I don't know about this one, but I did have a grand year. And he said,
because
it's your choice.
His faithfulness over and over.
And he said, it's your choice. If you get to the end of the year and you saw nothing happen other than just struggle, the truth is you weren't walking with me. I had it ready for you to give to you. But I couldn't deliver to you because you weren't with me seeking my will step by step by step. And so that's what we're trying to encourage everybody with, is that this year can be great, spectacular. And there's so many wonderful, spectacular things that happen. That's why you're so encouraged. And you and I can testify to that, as every year we experience spectacular stuff. And it is spectacular, but we're still engaged in trouble of life and adversity and tough decisions and things that don't make sense. But we get to be part of the spectacular because things are happening, and we bear witness, which we'll talk about, is to God's supernatural work. And Paul actually speaks to this. If you go to Ephesians 3, 15 to 21, he says, here's my prayer for you, And it's a beautiful prayer of what spectacular looks like.
Sure. It says, "For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do us exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be the glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen."
So when you look at the spectacular, and Paul says, "I'm going to pray this with you, and I'm going to walk with you into this," is first of all that you'd be strengthened in your inner man. Inner man is your essence of your soul, who you are, your feelings, your attitudes, your confidence. He said, "I want that to be strengthened with the Holy Spirit." And strength, think about strength as we're thinking about God's will. What have we learned? Persistence. The ability to endure.
Right.
Stay with it.
Which comes by practicing. That true strengthening of any muscle comes by practicing and endurance and persistence and pushing and pushing, right?
Yeah, yeah. So what do I need strength for? I need strength to understand that God has a will, that I can hear that will, I can receive instruction, I can take the steps, and his will be fulfilled, and his will be best and none better, and he'll deliver the covenant to me. So strength is I build that, like you said, that muscle of belief that no matter what I'm facing, and again, it's hard to describe this because you would think if God has given me the covenant, my troubles get less and less and less. And that's not actually what happens, is that I'm giving you the covenant in the middle of the troubles, which actually get more and more and more.
Right.
Partly because the enemy's trying to throw stuff at you to keep you from fulfilling God's work to be fruitful. And so it's not about that. Rather, it's that I trust that I'll get this resolved. And I have a heart to stay with it. I'm strong in my conviction that why would I not? Even though the timing is off, or it's a struggle, or man, this is hard. But he said, "I pray that you practice, and that you're strengthened in your inner man to live that life of staying with God, let him deliver his will." Then he says that together, and this is kind of cool, with your inner circle, with your spouse, with your church small group, with your people in your church, together you would comprehend. And the word comprehend is you would receive and live out the incredible depth of God's love toward you, that I want to deliver to you the best, and you live in, receive the fullness of Christ. All that is Christ starts to be you. And all of that starts to live out that the fullness of the life of God, the nature of God, the character of God, the power of God, the solutions of God are living out through you, and you need other people to walk with you into that.
Yeah, I love the Bible I have has a description of the word for fullness there. And it talks about the word describing actually a ship full of cargo, of full cargo and crew in a town with no empty houses. That's the depth of that fullness, because we can even, I think of fullness with much less plenitude than it actually is.
Yeah. It's overflowing. It's all of Christ in you, because Christ is in you through the Holy Spirit and all that fullness, so that you strength to receive it. Together, you actually comprehend it and live it out. And he's implying here that if you're going to experience my will, you do need to do that with fellowship. You need that with your spouse. You need that with your friends. You need that with your inner circle. And you and I keep emphasizing this.
Right.
Because we kind of know that's where the weakness is. Is people are either too busy to do it, or they struggle with, well, my inner circle isn't very good.
Right.
Yeah, I know. Start to gather that together. Because you and I have done it, you know, is that, and we've taught our leaders, is that your inner circle has to be people who are completely committed to walking with God and seeking God, and you helping them, and they helping you, and you do it together. And there's no doubt. Doubt meaning, I don't think this will ever happen. Is like, I'm struggling with it happening. That's okay. But I'm in.
Right.
And let's go seek God. And what does God say? And if I say something like, I can't confirm that. I think you're not hitting it. I don't think you're getting it right. The response isn't, well, I don't care. I'm doing it anyway. Well, then you don't care about God. It's like, okay, I'll keep going. Why? Yeah, God will get me the answer. Even if you're not right, Rich, that's okay.
Right.
We'll get there together.
And you don't take offense at it. You step in and keep asking. Yeah.
Yeah. So he said, together do that with all the saints. And then he says, now. So he's setting up a sequence. Mm-hmm. I pray that you start to be strengthened in your inner soul with the power of the Holy Spirit, that you stay with God. Together, you start to experience the life of God. Mm-hmm. And make sure you have other people who are also being strengthened themselves. He said, now, if you can do those two things, now God can do immeasurably greater than what? What does it say there in verse 20?
We can ask or imagine.
Yeah, we can ask or imagine. And now it's not a backward formula. And what I mean by that is this. Well, okay, if he can do immeasurably more than I can ask or imagine, I'm going to ask that I win the lottery.
Right, right.
And he said he can do greater than that. So I'm going to think of the biggest thing I can do. And he's going to do better than that, right? No.
No.
It's not your will. It's that my answer, my resolution, my deliverance of what I'm going to do is going to be something that you personally couldn't think of or imagine. So there's two things about that. One, don't tell God what you want him to do. Mm-hmm. He says, one, you're going to think way too small.
Right.
And two, I know things that you don't know.
Right.
And you can't figure this out because it's not going to be natural. And we're going to talk about this next time a little bit further. It'll be supernatural. Mm-hmm. And you can't imagine that. Why? It's supernatural. If it was natural, you could think about it. It's something that you won't understand it. You won't see, oh my gosh, look at what happened. Look at what God just did. Unbelievable that this happened to me. Why? Because I can do more than you can think or imagine. And just think of it this way. I can do immeasurably more than you can put in a box. My answer will be outside that box. It's not about bigness. It's not about think the biggest thing you can have and expect me to do bigger. I'm going to do different. Mm-hmm. And it'll
and
be something
that only he can do.
Only he can do.
Just delights us, right?
Yeah. And that's why it flows back to the number two in that list is what I'm going to do is I'm going to have you with your other fellow believers experience the depth of my life for you, the covenant, the fullness of God, and you'll experience that. And you can't imagine what that is. So don't think naturally, but let me deliver it to you because I will do it. And don't accept, at the same time, don't accept mediocrity. Don't say, well, naturally, I guess that's okay. Mm-hmm. And God says, no, it's supernatural. You know, like I've had particularly people that have been looking at trying to get houses and they get frustrated with look, expensive houses, fair, you know, and they talk to us and say, I guess I could accept this. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, there's your answer right there. Mm-hmm. Because in the natural, you're saying, I guess I could accept mediocrity when God wants to deliver the grant and what's important to you and how do you process it and wait, you know, and God will deliver it, you know, and it's at that moment where, and you've talked about this before, is that there's a struggle with, I just want to resolve it. So I'll just accept this, you know, and God says, nope.
So often, in our weariness, we settle for mediocrity.
Yeah, don't settle. Wait, a little bit further. Round the corner is coming. And then if they do wait, then all of a sudden, they come across the one that they can't afford. It's spectacular. Everything about it is spectacular. And they recognize that it was bigger beyond what I could think or imagine because I couldn't imagine this. And I recognize now how beautiful this is. Mm-hmm. Why? Because God did it supernaturally. And that's what he's trying to say here, is that as you seek my will, keep walking with me, be strengthened to walk with me, get your inner circle to help you process, and then wait for me to do immeasurably more than you could think or imagine. Because why? I'm gonna. Okay, now, read verse 21. Here's why.
It says, to him be the glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever.
Okay, so why does he want to do that?
For his glory.
For his glory. He said, I'm trying to glorify my work and myself, my wondrous, fantastic life for you. It's because by definition, what glorifies me is my supernatural work. If you can do it naturally, that glorifies you.
Right, right.
Or if you accept mediocrity, you never got to letting me deliver the supernatural.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't glorify myself. In fact, I don't even want to take ownership of that.
Right.
Because that's not me. All I ask you to do is wait a little bit longer. Just around the corner. It's just about there. It's going to happen. You know, when I was in college, I took a chemistry class. And I got active in healthcare, so I knew a lot about this later, about the process. But when you're trying to test to see if something is in a solution, a clear solution, you know something's in there, but you don't know what or how much.
Right.
So what they do is they say, we're going to titrate, which is put in a drop of a solution.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to put a drop in and see what happens. And the solution is also clear.
Right.
So I put in a drop of a solution, nothing. I put in a drop of a solution, nothing. By the way, you're counting the drops because you're trying to determine if and when and how much. A drop, nothing. A drop, nothing. Okay, you do 10 drops, nothing. You know what? There's nothing in there. The heck with it. I quit. And then God says, one more drop. If you put that one more drop in, you see it change color. And you get to experience, and you stop a drop short because you were frustrated that it wasn't happening when I just said a little bit longer, keep going, keep going, keep going. And that's really what God's will is all about, is we stop one drop short. And he says, it's there, and I want to deliver it to you. And I'm trying to see, remember, I'm testing your faith.
Right.
Do you believe me? And all you and I can say is that we've learned. And by the way, this isn't natural. See, it isn't, oh yeah, sure. Yeah, I got this. No, I don't. We're all in the same place. Like, is this really true?
We can all get weary, right?
Yeah. Well, particularly when we're starting out, is this really true? Because Rich, you say you guarantee God will resolve it. I don't think that's right. Okay, I understand. Let's go. Let's go find out. And I'm going to help you stay with it. One more drop. Stay with it. And then all of a sudden, oh my gosh, look what happened. And you believed it. And God says, now that you've experienced this, let's do it on the next one. Let's do it on the next one. And Linda and I have learned, you've learned, it's true.
Yes.
We can trust it. God will resolve it. We're in the middle of 10 to 20 things that need resolution. I don't ever get there that everything's done or I have no problems. Rather, we stay with it because we know he will fulfill what he says. He'll do immeasurably more than we could ask or think. Why? So that he's glorified and we can tell everybody it's all because of God, and he would love to glorify his life through you. You just got to stay with it.
And it is fun. I mean, legitimately fun and an adventure to have front row seats to what God can do, you know, and to what only God can do.
Right.
You know, and bear witness to that supernatural is a beautiful gift.
It really is. Yep. Well, Heavenly Father, we thank you that you say that you want us to be strengthened so that we have the courage to stay with you and to live out our life with you, to live through endurance, to live through timing issues. We pray that together we'll comprehend the beautiful, fantastic love that you have for us and care for us, the desire to give us the covenant, that we will embrace that. And the fullness of all that you are in us, and that you can do immeasurably more than we could ask or think, because you have a heart to glorify yourself, and you want it to be lived out through us. So we pray that we'll receive it, that we won't quit, and that we'll gather people around us to help us walk into it. And we thank you now in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Rich, and thank you, listeners, for joining us. If you have questions from today's broadcast, be sure to send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com, and we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.